Welcome to the weekend digital marketing so far. It's Friday, March 27th, 2019. And folks, we are still reeling from the coronavirus pandemic. We're getting started like we do every week over on YouTube. In YouTube news, YouTube is reducing video quality down to standard definition for the next month in order to help networks accommodate all the people working from home. Now let's dive in to Google. Google search volume is changing wildly. Searches for things that people typically don't look for this time of year or typically don't look for in large volumes are spiking. For example, how to cut your own hair or home fitness equipment, things like treadmills and stuff like that are getting tons of searches on Google right now. Stuff is all over the map during the pandemic. Google Ads has four new updates to improve the asset reporting. Google Ads has new policies around advertising government documents, things like passports and services. You can now mark a business on Google My Business or Google Maps as temporarily closed. Google has provided advice to businesses on how they can pause their online business during the pandemic without going out of business. Google launched a COVID-19 information portal site, but I still see a lot of people using the one that Bing launched when the pandemic first hit the United States. In Facebook news, Facebook says their usage is up 50% or more in countries hardest hit by the pandemic, especially those with shelter-in-place rules. This is wreaking havoc on the newsfeed, advertisers, and organic posts. Everybody's having a hard time getting visibility on Facebook right now because of the massive spike in traffic. Facebook is reducing streaming quality of their videos in Europe to help local networks cope with all of the people that are sheltering in place. Facebook gave investors guidance saying that advertisers appear to be pausing their Facebook ads during the pandemic and that this is going to impact their future revenue. Over on Instagram, Instagram has a new feature called co-watching, which allows people to scroll mindlessly through the Instagram feed together. The CEO of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, is working out of his garage during the pandemic. It's very interesting to see him live streaming when he's inside of his garage talking about running one of the largest social media platforms in the world from a garage. Instagram launched the Stay Home Story feature. If you're an Instagram user, you've already seen that at the top of the app. This is an interesting way to try to help encourage a culture of people staying at home so that we can bring an end to this pandemic faster. We take you now to Bing. Bing has adopted the special announcement schema.org markup that Google created at the beginning of the pandemic to help notify of changes via schema.org for businesses that are impacted and events and stuff like that that are impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Over on Pinterest, Pinterest says their traffic is reaching record highs during the pandemic while people shelter in place. Because of all of that spiking traffic, Pinterest has released a new feature called Today. It's a new tab inside of Pinterest. Currently, it pulls from the trending section, and the idea is to show you stuff that you can do at your home today. Pinterest also officially released the Verified Merchant Program. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. So you can go apply now to become a verified merchant by Pinterest. Here we go to Reddit. Reddit has rolled out the new polls post type so that people can start polls in different subreddits across the site. Here we go to LinkedIn. LinkedIn has suggested four different types of posts that you can make during the coronavirus pandemic. Over on Twitter. Twitter is prioritizing COVID-19 tweets that are from verified members of Twitter. A fascinating article on ProPublica details exactly how China built a Twitter propaganda machine by hacking and creating fake accounts and is unleashing that propaganda machine to try to convince people that they are not at fault for the COVID-19 pandemic. Twitter is removing any tweets that promote medical chickenpox parties. Don't do those. Terrible idea. Twitter is donating $1 million to support journalism during the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Bonus round! Location app Zenly, which is owned by Snapchat, has released a leaderboard to try to encourage people to stay at home. The leaderboard displays who stayed at home the longest and how frequently during the day they are inside of their home. Safari is now blocking 100% of all third-party cookies. Yelp and GoFundMe have teamed up together to help people donate to small businesses like locally owned independent restaurants that are struggling during the pandemic. So go to Yelp, look up your favorite business, and donate directly to them via GoFundMe. Amazon is asking affiliates in India to stop sending them website traffic while they catch up on essential products during the pandemic. That's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know that you've got a lot of other things to do while you're working from home, probably a lot of home repairs and home cleaning that you're also trying to get done during this global pandemic. I'm going to keep trying to produce this every single week during the pandemic, even as things are getting tougher and harder. We're going to keep making this podcast just for you guys out there, try to keep you informed. I'll talk to you next week.